As we're returning to Tosis on Samach Vav and Aleph Mevazar, the question of Rava's Shita, how does Rava explain the Mishnah to be in line with his Shita? Right? So he says, it was on the plain reading of the Mishnah, it is indicating that that Min Bamina is Basar Taima. Because it's saying that even though they have a different shame, even though these Tavlin have different shamos, since Chizkiah says, even though they're different shamos, they're mitzdarfin. And Chizkiah says that's because they're all Mine Matika. In other words, they're all Shavim B'taima. So you see, Chizkiah is telling you clearly that according to this Mishnah, the Tziruf is based on Tam. So min b'mino is things are mitzdarif because they're min b'mino. Yisurim are mitzdarfin when they're min b'mino. And Chizkiah is saying that the Mishnah is telling you they're mitzdarfin because of the Tam. So that therefore min b'mino is basa taima. So Rava says no. It's talking about Rabbi Meir Shita. This is not representative of the normal din of min b'mino. It's not a normal din of min b'mino in this Mishnah. It's talking about Rabbi Meir Shita of Kol Shetiavti. Kol Yisurin Shebetorah Mitzdarfim Zem Zeh. Right? And that's why they're Mitzdarif. They're not Mitzdarif because they're a normal Min Bamino. Because in terms of Min Bamino, they're different Shemos, so they're not Mitzdarfim. Right? Each Shem is on its own, would be normally be butling the whole thing. But because of Kosha Tiavti, because of a different din of Toeva, that there's a tziruf of Kol Yisurin Shebetorah Mitzdarfim Zem Zeh, that's why the Mishnah says there's a tziruf, right? It's only a din of tziruf because of Kosha Tiavti. It's not a normal din of Min B'mino. In terms of normal Min B'mino, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be a tziruf because it's different shemos and Rava holds a go basa shame. But in terms of toeva, there's a tziruf. So the question though is, so Rashi says plain pshat. Rashi says means that it's a totally it's a different method of tziruf, right? And it doesn't require tam at all. In other words, we don't need chizkia. Rava's answer is the chizkia lesa. There's no need for Chizkiah anymore once you come to this idea of a tziruf of Toeva. And like we said yesterday, that could even be that the shame Toeva is makes it like a Min B'mino according to Rava. Right? And just like when Rava has a Min B'mino of shame, like Chala and Chala, he doesn't care about the Tam being different. Right? So too here. If it's three different Tavlin, but they all have the same shame of Toeva, called they have the same shame of Isser. Right? Isser is a universal shame, according to Reb Meir. So then, there's a tziruf on the framework of the shame Isser. And therefore, there's no need for Tam. There's no need for for them to share a Tam. Right? That's plain pshat. That's what you would think when you first read if you read the Gemara, you would think that yourself. So Tosa says no. Tosa wants to say he doesn't like the idea of saying that Rava is saying we don't need Chizkiah. So he tries to work it out that even Rava is still saying that Rabbi Meir only works with Chizkiah. That when Rabbi Meir holds there's a tziruf of Kol Shetiavti Lecha, it's only if they have the same for Yisurim that are Nisarev in a Taroves, it's only going to be Mitzdarfin. They're only going to be Mitzdarfin if they have the same shame. If they have the same Tam. If they're separate pieces, Be'en, then Rabbi Meir wouldn't care about the Tam. But when they're Me'uravim B'Tavshil and they're not Be'en, then they need to have the same Tam. Otherwise they will be Batal. Otherwise, they will be bottled. So we just were stuck yesterday on what's the svar of Reb Meir? I mean, if it's the shame issue, that's mitzdareif. So what's the difference if they're be'en if they're in the tarovus? right? If it's shame ish that's mustarif, who cares if they're be'en or if they're in a tarovus? It's still three. You still have the isurim. You still have the three shame osa iser. If you're going to say that shame iser is like a min, so then who cares if they have the same tam? Just like Rava doesn't care about tam when you have the same min in general. So in this din of Toeva, why should he care about whether they have the same tam? So let's forget about Reb Meir for a minute. Let's just see how Rava himself learns without Reb Meir, right? Let's make sure we get this clear. So according to Rava's not disagreeing with the idea of Tsiruf, of a different Yisurim being Mitzdarfin, right? He's saying that Tsiruf has to be in terms of shame. So according to Rava, if I had two types of vinegar, Chal de Chamra and Chal de Shikra, or Chamir de Chiti and Chamir de Sori, even though they have different tamim, and they fell into one kedera, and neither one had the shear on its own of Nesinas Tam, right? Like the case I read you yesterday. He had 59 kezesim of heter, and then one kezias of chal de chamra, and one kezias of chal de shikra falls in. So Abaye would say they have different tamim, so they're bottle, just like the case we read yesterday. And Rava would say what? He would say no. Yeah, well, you've got two units of chamra, or two units of aser chala. Two units of Asr Chala and 59 units of Heter. Or you have two units of Chamira, right? Because they have the same shame. So according to Rava, the Tziruf would take place in terms of shame, right? And what if two things had the same Tam but different Shamos? So then Rava would say, I don't care about the Tam. Tam is not an issue to me. Right, the tamim is not how we define things as being min b'mino. So I have 50. Well, now I have 60 to 1 on each shame iser. The shamos are different. The tamim are the same. I don't care. Rava says I don't care. The tamim are the same. Right.
That's how Rava works.
That is the way Rava works.
I thought Rava was mitzarif the shamos. Huh?
Yeah, mitzarif the shamos, but not tamim. Did I say it backwards? Maybe. No, so if you have two things that have the same shame but different tam, so there will be mitzdarfen for Isser. And if I have two things that have different shamos but the same tam, they would not be mitzdarfen for Isser.
So.
What?
You wouldn't test you on that case.
Yeah, I'm saying let's forget about the complications with Rav Meir. Just the straight din of Rav. We have to make sure we have that clear. Right? So Rav is just basically saying, I don't go by Tom, no? I don't care that there's two different Isurim with the same Tom doesn't make a difference to me. I still look at it as neither Isser being present. Right? I still look at each Isser as being Batal. So I don't have any Isser, I don't have any shame Isser in my Tarovus. Right? I got 59 units of heter, one chala de chamra and one chala de shikra. Then that would be a problem going to Rava. But let's say I had 59 units of heter and some grapes and some grape juice fall in. Right? Mm-hmm. Or this case, two different kinds of pepper fall in. But they both have the same tam. So what would Rava say? Rava would say, I don't have any problem.
Mutter.
Right? Because the shamos, even though the tam is the same, the shamos are different. So there's a bittul in terms of the shamos. Right?
The peppers taste the same?
That was Chizkiah. Let's say according to Chizkiah, the peppers taste the same. But they have different shamos. So Rava would say, it's mutter. Why? There's the same tam in the Tarovas. It's true, but he doesn't care about that. He says he goes by shame. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, in that only one, now after that, Reb Meir can come along. Okay, so now what is Reb Meir adding?
that
so if you're going to say like Rashi that he's adding that Isser can be the shame, right? So then it doesn't matter if they have this, if they have a different tamim, right? Because he'll say, I don't care what you got. I don't care if you got pig and the vela in this pot. It doesn't matter. It's all the same shame to me. So then there'll be a tzirif in terms of shame. And then I'll have 59 to 2 again. Right? But the question is, why would he need them to have the same tom? Now, if you're going to tell me they need to have the same tom because then they express themselves, I'm going to have to disagree. Because Rava doesn't consider that an expression of Isser. He doesn't consider tom as an expression. He doesn't care the least bit about the tom. He just wants to know, how does it express itself? How does Isser, how do we consider Isser to be present when I have a shear of one shame Isser? That's chashuv, that's what makes the Isser present. So if I have two different Isurim, even though they have the same tam, that doesn't impress me, Rava says. Because I don't have a chashuv quantity of any shame Isser. I don't have a chashuv quantity of any shame Isser. So that's the problem with Rabbi Meir. If you're going to... You're either going to put Rabbi Meir into the din of Min B'Mino, right? In other words, you're either going to put Rabbi Meir into the din of Min B'Mino, meaning to say that Rabbi Meir is going to alter Min B'Mino, but then you don't need Tamim to be the same. Or you're going to say Rabbi Meir has to come, is coming afterwards, right? On things that already exist and saying that there's a tziruf, but then you can only determine if things exist or not based on the normal din of Min B'Mino. And the normal din of Min B'Mino will tell you when things exist in the Taravas and when they don't exist in the Taravas. And you can't be mitzdarif things that don't exist. But the only way things exist, according to Rava, is by the shame, not by the tam. So why would you say that in this case, the tam is going to make them exist? I'll be what? I'll be Min B'Mino? No. I'll be tziruf? Why? Isn't the tziruf just through the shame, Isser? Let me tell you what I'm thinking. I know I've been very hard on you, so you're going to expect the same favor in return. But, so in other words, maybe you can go like this. That what? A little bit out there, but I'll try it. That the tziruf is not in the shame Isser. Okay, the tziruf is not that we say kol it's not that we say lo silcha kol to'eva, so everything has a shame of Isser, and therefore the mitzdarfin through their super shame, and it's just min b'mino like chala and chala, right? Because then we wouldn't care about tam. But the tziruf is in terms of the gavra. Okay, the tziruf is in terms of the gavra. That if a person, it's not, if there's a half a piece of chazer and half a piece of nevela, it's not that I have a kezias of anything. It's not that I have a kezias of anything. But the gavra is osek in a quantity of a maisa toeva. In other words, he has deviated from the derech haTorah in a certain amount. It doesn't matter which particular chefts of Isser he's eating. It's not that he ate a kezai. It's a different form. It's a completely different thing. In other words, normally without this chiddush, you'd say only gonna have a kezias vis-a-vis chefza. Was I an ochel nevela? Did I have a kezias? Yes. Not a kezias? No. But now we can say that you're osik in to'eva. You're a bal to'eva. You're a deviant. Okay? If a person is a deviant, he's deviated from the derech haTorah in a certain amount. how he was osek in a half of this and half of that. But each one is a deviation. So in terms of the derech hagavra, there's a measure of kezias. Okay. But since it's in terms of the derech hagavra, he has to be osek in the same derech of Issa. In other words, if a person does a half a kezias, if a person does hotzah and half a kezias of whatever the shear of, person is a tofer one stitch on Shabbos and eats a half a kezias in the vela, you wouldn't say you can be mistired for those two things. Right? And then Ramban says, only talking about things that have the same shear. Why? Because you can't unify. He has to be osek in one particular derech of toeva. Doesn't need to be the same chefza of toeva, the same entity, but you have to be, in order for there to be a tziruf, it has to be one type of involvement. So you could say machal sasurus is a type of involvement, but you can't say a person did a half a malacha and a half a kezias. They're not on the same framework to be able to put together any shear at all. Okay, so maybe Tosa's saying is like this, that when a person eats the entity be'en two chatzizaisim be'en, so that's a derech of achila. That's simply a ma'aseh of achila. So in Machol Sasuros, he was Asur, he engaged Toeva in the same to a full degree of Kezias. Doesn't matter the particular. But an Isser that's a Nisarev is a certain kind of it affects your Kedera in a certain way. Okay. Sometimes the Isser is boin lamatek, sometimes it's boin lechazek. Okay? But it's not the Isser, it's not the achila per se anymore. It is qualifying your food. Right? It's an additive. So he's saying like this, since it's in terms of the derech of the gavra, so if he is engaging Isser as one kind of an additive and another kind of an additive, that's not the same derech toeva. It has to be, they're both meaning matika, not because that allows a tzirif in the cheftza, but it has to be, he has to be on one derech toeva. He has to be on the same path of toeva, but with different mine Isser. But if he's engaging one, if he's using the one Isser as a lamatek and one Isser as a lechazek, that's like doing two different, that's two different engagements. You can't unify his toeva in terms of, there has to be a unification of the toeva and everything but the shame. So when it's food, so that's achila. Doesn't matter if this has a taste of chazer and this has a taste of nevela. But his maisa is achila. But when he's making additives out of the isser, that itself is a derech toeva. He's using isser lematik, or he's using isser lechazik. So those are two different kinds of activities. Those are two different ways of engaging the isser.
If the isser isn't spicing it, it's still eating it.
Oh, that's what Rashi holds. So you could say that Rashi and Tosfos are not arguing on the point of whether it's a shemis or not, but they're arguing about when you have a machol of Isser that is part of a kedera. Do we say the derech that's engaging the kedera defines a certain has a certain reality, and we'll say now you're engaging Isser as a mine matika, or engaging Isser as a mechazik, or do you say no? The Tam just makes it into an ochel. Doesn't matter if one is lamatek and one is lechazik. Now, as I'm trying to say, maybe we can bring, now we can come back and bring Rashi and Tosfos a little bit closer. Not that Rashi is saying that according to Rava, you don't have to say that anymore. that according to Rava, it's all in the shame. You could say it's all in the derech, but there's a question if I'm engaging Isser as an additive, do we break down the ways and say now it's a they're distinct and not roy for tziruf, or do we say no, they're all one tziruf? Now, what I'm trying to say is like this. I'm just trying to. My approach is like this. I'm saying that if we say it's an isser of derech toeva, of a certain way of toeva, the tziruf has to be limited to this, to engaging different isurim in the same way. Okay, then in a certain category of your action, you can say I fully engaged the derech of toeva of machalos asuros. How? Because I did a full shear of achilas iser, even though the pratim were different. Right, but I'm saying it like this: when you do a full shear of achilas iser with different pratim, it's not now a full shear of a super heftz of iser. Right, we're not saying there's a new shame now of just bland vanilla iser. Ada kazayas of it's still not from the heftzah. It's that the gavra was osek in a certain kind of an activity of iser that's measured by a shear of kazayas. So as long as it's the same type of an activity from the chazer to the nevela, it will say that he was osek. He was an osek in a shear of maisa iser. Okay, but you can only add up the shear of maisa iser if the maisa is the same. As I was saying before, if a guy does one kind of a malacha and another kind of an iser, you can't combine those two. It has to be a seamless continuous action with only the difference in the particular shame of the iser. But if the way you're engaging one iser is a different derech from the other one, then you had never completed one maisa of toeva, right? Because you could ask me, it's a logical problem, it's a logical circle. What I'm saying is illogical, because if a half a kazayas toeva, no, right? Because that's not the shear. So then, how do take two things that aren't on their own toeva add up to one thing of toeva, right? But I'm saying that it's because in terms of the might that when I say a half a kazayas of chazer is not us, it's because I haven't done any full maisa of toeva to a chefza of iser. But according to Reb Meir, it's not a din that you need a kazayas of one thing. It's that you have to be osek to a certain degree in a certain type of activity of iser. So if I have chazer and the vela, there's no difference in the mice of the gavra of going from half a kazayas of each. He still is an ochel things that are not that are usher b'achiva. Okay, but if he does a half a kazayas of chazer and he writes one letter on Shabbos, that there's no derech that you can say those two things are one part of, right? So the tziruf requires the gavra to be osik in one activity the whole way through. It's just he's switching off the particular. So maybe Tos is saying over here that engaging the iser as a in terms of mine matika versus mine mechazek, since you're not eating the iser be'en, so it's not the iser as an ochel per se, it's the iser in a certain function to the kedera. Engaging in the iser in two different functions is not one derech. But if they were both mine matika, so I could say, well, I was matek my kedera be shir iser. So in other words, Rava is saying, without Rabbi Meir, we just want to know, is there the shear of the cheftza in my kedera? Right? Is the shear of the cheftza in my kedera? In order for me to say that there is a shame chala in the kedera. Right? So say if it's too small, If I have two of the same shame, then I'll say I have it. If I don't have it, the two of the same shame, then I won't have it. But two of the same tamim won't do anything. Mm-hmm. Right? But if I have two things that have different shamos, but the same tam, so then he's saying that will allow me with Rabbi Meir to engage both of those shamos in one derech of Isser.
Rabbi Meir only comes in when you're joining up things to make a shear.
Rabbi Meir is going to come in to say that, right, in terms of tam is in terms of the derech that I'm engaging it in. So, the din of Rabbi Meir will say, I mean, it's going to come out a very curious result, right? It's going to come out to be an interesting result. That in terms of, that Rabbi Meir is going to resuscitate those minim. Right now he's going to say you do have a half a min of each. You do have a half because I have two different minim. So in terms of shame isser, you don't have anything. Right, because each one would be batel. But you are engaging. See, what I'm trying to say is like this. Adas lachi is that maybe this is what you guys were thinking about. Now, is the tam is only important because it's a reality in terms of how you're engaging the issue. I can say now, I did one thing with Isser. I was matek my keder with mine Isser. But that's a tzir. If I'm trying, the only thing I'm saying is you've got to push it to the gavra. You guys are trying to keep it in the cheftza. But keeping it in the chefza is limited to the real dine bitl of min b'mino, min b'sheno mino. And I don't think Rava would admit that Rav Meir is going to, I don't think if Rav is going to learn Rav Meir in terms of the chefza, then he's got to say there's one shame chefza, and then forget about Tom. But the way I'm saying it is, he's learning kosher tiafti is a din in the gavra, that he can't engage Isser in one derech, even though they're different mine Isser, he can't engage them in one derech. So then the reality of the tam can define the derech.
Now you're making a new Isser here.
It is a new Isser. It is a new Isser. It's lo socha kol toeva.
Wasn't he just saying that this is how they're joined, not that this is a new Isser?
No, it's a new Isser. You're not getting malchus for either one. You're getting malchus for lo socha kol toeva. It is a new Isser. No, other time don't hold from it.
If it's something new Isser anyway, then...
It comes out, just to sum it up, the approach of Rashi and the Tosfos, or one possibility in Rashi is that Rava, according to Rashi, or the way we were saying Rashi initially, I think you can learn Rashi in this approach too, but the initial way that we were learning Rashi is that Rava is learning this Mishnah as a regular min b'mino. Okay, but he's saying with Rabbi Meir, it turns it into a min b'mino. If you add Rabbi Meir's shita, it turns the three tavlin that have different shemos into a min b'mino, because they all have one shame of Isser. So it's just a min b'mino. Rabbi Meir is coming in to supplement and complete the din of the shame of mino. Without Rebbe Meir, you'd say the three shamos. With Rebbe Meir, we say the one shame, min b'mino. But then there's no need for tam, right? Whereas according to Tosfos, this has nothing to do with min b'mino. It has everything to do with just Rebbe Meir's din of kol sheti avti. It's just an expression of Rebbe Meir's din of kol sheti avti. In terms of min b'mino, they're really batel. But in terms of kol sheti avti, they exist. How? Because kol sheti avti goes by the derech hagavra. In terms of the gavra, he was engaging three mine iser lemate kedera. That's right. In one derech of tam. So there's a tziruf in terms of the gavra, because the gavra does taste the sweetness of the three together.
Could we get like an example, like?
Yeah, the example is the honey, the sugar, and the maple syrup. So if I have three units of each, right, 59 units of heter and 3 units of each, right? So in terms of the shame of maple syrup and the shame of the sugar and the shame of the honey, Rav would say they're bottle. You don't have any one of those shameless left. Okay? But in terms of qualifying for a shear of a viscer per se, right? But Rav Meir would say, was the gavra osake in using three different things in one way? Did he deviate? Did he deviate in terms of the effect in the gavra of lamate kasekeder with three different minim? Yes. So then, in terms of, so now you have a case where they don't exist in the kedera in terms of their own shame to be an iser atzmo, but they exist like in the chatzi shir form. They exist now, like without the proper shir. But even without the proper shear, they can all contribute to one derech of lematic. So he holds. So Rav is saying, the Rav Meir holds, if you engage isurim, different isurim in one derech, then that's considered a separate kind of an iser. That's an iser of being matek my kedera with what? With just general toeva. I had a general sum of there's a general effect of matika, and what's it coming from? It's not coming from the shame of the maple syrup. It's not coming from the shame of the honey. It's not coming from the shame of the sugar. Those are all gone. Those shamos as entities per se are gone. But there is a general idea of toeva. I can say it's coming from the general idea of toeva.
What about
without the tam, if they had different tamim, then I can't say I engaged them in any one derech. I don't have them as entities on their own, right? And they weren't engaged in terms of the gavra. That was once you have the idea of kol shetiavti, of the general idea of toeva. So then, it's not important. The particular shame is not important anymore. Right, then the particular shame of the sugar, honey, maple syrup, that's not the issue anymore. So as long as they function in the same way, that's enough. No, that's what Rabbi Meir's din is, that if different forms of iser function in one way, that'll be the tzirf.
That was
it.
It's the God engaging in a sweetener.
That's right.
Not as the sweetener because they all share a time, right?
As we're just saying that Rava doesn't care about Tom in terms of defining whether there's a shame issur in the Tarovas. Right? So you're not going to say that because the Tom of the three things on Mitztaref, that means that there's the presence of the three shame issur. Right, there's no tzirf like that. We'll say there's a bittle of all three shemos. Right, in terms of the iser per se of each one, but in terms of the iser of toeva, that means just engaging non-heter in a certain derech. So did I engage non-heter in a certain derech? Yes, I engaged non-heter in the derech of matika, and that is a true effect. That has a true. That was a true derech because it really had an effect. But if I had one was lematik and one was lechazek, so then neither one did anything. Neither one did anything. So where's the tziruf? There's no tziruf in terms of the identities per se because they're different shemos, right? And there's no tziruf in terms of a derech because they didn't have any effect. So you can't say I was osik in iser in a derech of one, in one particular derech. But this whole thing depends on the fact that even though there's bittul, it still means the thing is there. If you don't say that, you're dead. Because then you don't have anything. That you're getting, you're not getting anything from anything. I'm engaging what in the derech? The stuff that's gone? It's not there anymore. So that just means, bittul just means it removes the shame per se of the isser. But according to Rabbi Meir, you can still say, I'm also with Rabbi Meir's din, you can still say there's a derech of isser in general. And that, though the shameless will be, in other words, if you believe the shame isser only exists, and if you believe isser only exists in the particular shame, so then once you remove the shame, then it's all heter. But if there's an idea of the shame and then a certain derech of isser per se, so then even though the shame is batal, I can still be osig in a certain derech of isser, which is benefiting from isur in general in a certain framework. So they're all lamate kasekadera. It's a little bit abstract. On second thought, I think Rashi is going to have to stay with the shame idea, because if it's three different things, and one is the chazik, and one is the matik, and one is whatever, then none of them are being expressed. So where's the tziruf? Has to be in the shame. So that's what it does seem. According to seems to be machlokas Rashi Tosfos is whether Reb Meir's din is a din that there's a shame isser and the tziruf is shame, then you don't need chizkia, or it's not a din of a shame, that there's a general shame isser, but there's an isser in terms of the gavra of being osig in a derech of isser. But that's only if there's a reality to the derech. It's only if it's expressed. It's only if I can. There's no such thing as a derech in abstract. It has to. If it's not lama, if there's no matikos of this of the isser, then you can't say there was any derech of isser.